listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. 12 days after the local government election and Mackay's next mayor is yet to be declared. Just over 79% of preference votes have been distributed during that time, giving incumbent Greg Williamson a 2% lead over Steve Jackson. Electoral Commission Queensland says preference counts can only be made once all ballot papers have been returned, but the deadline for postal votes to be accepted has already passed. We've asked multiple times why the count is taking so long in some parts of the state, but ECQ hasn't given us any more information. A Queensland mother who found out her missing autistic son had died via a Facebook post is calling for an overhaul of the forensic testing process. Luke Ferguson's body was found in September last year and formally identified by January, but Suzanne Betty says she wasn't told, instead finding out via a news report 2 months later. She says it made her feel like her son's death didn't matter and is calling for better communication from forensic agencies.
Finding out via Facebook was probably the most devastating way to find out. It took us as a family back to the very beginning.
QPS says Queensland Health's coronial counselling unit was responsible for informing the family of the result, but an officer inadvertently told media before that took place, then visited the family the next day to apologise. And Queensland's tourism is back to pre-COVID levels, according to new Tourism Research Australia data, while Mackay has also hit record levels of visitor spending. In sport, the Mackay Cutters will be making the most of the long weekend, taking stock after a strong start to the season. Coach Michael Comerford says they're having a slight breather before heading north to meet the Townsville Blackhawks.
They beat us in our last trial up there as well, so, you know, they'll be confident heading into this game and there'll be no complacency on Aaron, that's for sure.